Welcome to our brief practice of invoking mentors. Once again, first, get comfortable. Settle into a poised, fluid posture so you can move around, breathe easily and deeply, and feel uplifted by the process. Purge your breath by inhaling deeply through both nostrils, all the way into your upper, middle, belly lungs, then exhaling slowly and fully with a long sigh. And let's just do that twice more. Inhaling deeply through both nostrils, letting it fill your chest and belly, and then exhaling slowly and fully. A nice long sigh. And once more. Purge the breath, a deep inhalation through your nostrils, filling your chest and belly like a balloon, and exhaling slowly and fully with a sigh. Now let your body find its natural breath rhythm. And again, make the sensation where you feel the breath most clearly a home base. As you feel what it's like to be breathing here and now, be aware of any tension or constriction, but also tune into the comforting, reassuring side of your breath. And use that pleasant sensation to draw your awareness into yourself. Like a good mother or animal whisperer, give yourself permission to unplug, to let go of your hopes and fears about others. Allow yourself to stay with your breathing body right now through a few in and out breaths. Okay, now with your mind a bit more present and your attention more centered and clarity and calm. Once again, let's turn the light of awareness back on itself, moving through what's on your mind to the lighter, more spacious field of awareness. And again, immerse yourself as much as you can in that field so you can rest free and clear. And let all the habitual stuff in your mind just float away. Clearing your mind like a lab or workspace. Okay, so now it's time to mindfully re-engage your experience and reflect that our lives and stresses revolve so much around relationships, whether they're close, neutral, or far. So once again, invite into your mind's eye the three examples, a loved one to the left, an acquaintance before you, a challenger to the right. Notice the warmth you feel for your loved one, perhaps tinged with fear or clinging. With the acquaintance, notice yourself spacing out and how that might wall you off or shut you down. For your challenger, notice the irritation you feel, stinging perhaps with some sense of anger or danger. Now, once again, turn the light of awareness back onto yourself, tracing the stressful emotions to their roots. in the basic insecurity, myopia, and self-doubt of all our inner children. So as you try to accept and heal your wounded self with self-compassionate insight and care, acknowledge the limits you find in your ability to parent yourself. Wishing for greater guidance and encouragement from the world, turn your attention now back out to the three beings you invited, and behind them and a little above them, envision a mentor of kindness. Someone who has seen and encouraged your full potential in the past. See his or her smiling face beaming at you with wise compassion, unconditional love. Now try to take your mentor's caring attention into your own mind and heart, letting it touch your wounded inner child and softening, even melting away insecurity, myopia, and self-doubt. Try to let your heart open more fully and see it fill with a deep sense of gratitude, humanity, and trust. Now encourage your inner child to own the potential your mentor sees and ignites in you. Own any boost in your basic sense of security, openness, and confidence you experienced just now. And now as you turn your mind back to the three figures you invited, try to see the more positive energy you feel touching your loved one as a stronger love, your acquaintance as a deeper common humanity, and your challenger as a greater mutual respect. See them really appreciate the shift in you and validate it. It's real. Now lift your gaze beyond and behind them with gratitude to your mentor. Think how much more fully and quickly you could heal and reparent your inner child if you could draw on your mentor's wise compassion anytime you needed it to face the many relationships that cause you stress. And with that wish in mind, let the three beings you invited, close, neutral, and far, return to their homes and invite your mentor to melt into your heart. Thrilled to be asked, see your mentor melt into light, coalescing all his or her wisdom and love for you, and let that light merge into your own being, into your heart, merging with your own wisdom and love. Now set an intention to call on your inner mentor anytime you need a boost in self-compassion in the countless relationships that make up your life. When you're ready, at your own pace, slowly return to find your breath. Feel your way back into your physical body. Feel your cushion or chair, the air in the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes, making an intention to practice invoking your mentor whenever you need greater maturity and strength to meet the human challenges of your daily life.